I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. This week on South Main Church of Christ podcast, we visit with Mark Tonkery, the pulpit minister at Norval Park Church of Christ in Zanesville. Mark and I will discuss providence and repentance.
When we think about providence, we also need to understand that it doesn't take a lot of people. One person.
Like Noah.
One person... who has obedient faith can make a difference.
My conversation with Mark in just a moment or two. First, here's Jared with this week's Christian news.
Tuesday was Giving Tuesday across the nation. The Churches of Christ Disaster Response Team set a goal of $10,000. The team is continuing to help in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina following Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Members of One Church of Christ in the mountains of North Carolina are banding together to recover from the damage caused by Hurricane Helene in September. Some members living in Hendersonville, 25 miles south of Asheville, witnessed devastation of property, while some lost property. There were 7 storm-related deaths in Henderson County, 42 in Buncombe County, that's Asheville, and 95 in North Carolina, which that state's leaders attribute to the storm. Pepperdine University's president welcomed a civic leader and the governor of Oklahoma as part of a recent speaker series at the Christ-Centered College in California. Jim Gash was visited by Rick Caruso, a billionaire businessman who established the Caruso School of Law in Pepperdine. Gash was also visited by Governor Kevin Stitt as part of the Pepperdine President Speaker Series. Nick Saban, the 7-time national title-winning coach at Alabama, recently touted adoption while visiting Faulkner University in Montgomery, Alabama. Saban is an adoptive parent and says there is no greater impact you can make in a person's life. The president of that university announced a Christ-centered social work program to train the next generation of adoption and foster care agency workers. Those are some of the week's stories as found in the Christian Chronicle. You can find links to those stories in the show notes for this podcast. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of December 1st, 2024.
Heard the joyful sound, Jesus says, Jesus says, spread the tidings all around, Jesus says, Jesus says. Bear the news to every land, find the sea and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command, Jesus says, Jesus says.
Now, here's Tyler with this week's inspirational thought.
But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Jude chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I'm Tyler Waite.
He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase.
Now, the conversation. I'm here today with Mark Tonkery, and he is the pulpit minister up at Norval Park Church of Christ in Zanesville, Ohio. We're glad to have him here today with us, and I just want to question him about a few things maybe that he's working on. I know at times when I'm teaching Bible classes or something, there's certain things I'm working on at that time, and we just want to find out about that today since we have him here. So welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Jim. And again, my name is Mark Tonkery. I am the pulpit minister at the Norval Park Church of Christ, and I'm very glad to be here and good to be with you today. And so what are some of the questions you have during Bible class, Jim?
We've been working on Providence lately, and that was something I didn't know too much about, and it's been a great study in looking in different areas of that. Right now, we're in individual Providence, and we'll be going into prayers and how prayers are affected by the providence of God. Mm-hmm. One of the most important things in it was that he brought us to the root word of the word providence. It really isn't in the Bible, but we have so many instances of the providence of God. And he said, just pronounce it like a root word would be, providence, God's providence. I think that's one of the best things to remember that.
Yeah, that's really neat. And you see God's providence throughout Scripture. You wonder sometimes in the moment in our own lives, what's going on? What is God doing?
Right.
And I always look at that as God's always working in our life, and we walk by faith and not by sight, as Paul tells us. But when you turn around and you look and examine your life, you see how God has worked and directed your path and has provided the opportunity to be where you are. And it's a wonderful thing how God works. And we see that that's what's taking place through all the people in the Bible. And it doesn't take away from free choice. It doesn't take away from decisions.
Right.
You know, because when, God gives us that ability to choose. And, sometimes we do make mistakes. And sometimes we do. And there are consequences for our choices. I always say it when I'm preaching and teaching that God always works best in our obedience.
Right.
God always works best in our obedience. And, so he desires us to be obedient. And with that said, as Romans 8:28 tells us, that those who love the Lord, he works things out. And so sometimes he takes our mistakes and works it to his advantage. And I don't always understand that.
Right.
I don't understand that at all. But it is amazing how his love does work and his providence works. And that's really goes, that's the theme of the scripture. When you think about, you think about from Noah, look how God worked.
Right.
And it's a very dark time. And yet then we see God brings Noah through. And Noah had a faith. God saw, he found grace in God's eyes. He had a faith, we see in Hebrews chapter 11. And it just continues from there. Because then the next major person you see is Abraham. And, Abraham, how many times he's known as a person of faith.
Right.
And God works in his life. But sometimes he's not always that faithful. And one of the things I always try to point out is that no person of faith started out as a great person of faith.
Right.
And yet they had to grow. And even Abraham, who is known for his faith in the New Testament, but when we are introduced to him, it's a rocky road.
Yeah.
But God worked it out. And God worked it out through his providence, through Abraham's life, bringing Isaac. I mean, just down through the history of time, and God's always there, always, there's some dark times. I think some dark times during the time of the judges. Sometimes that is called the dark ages of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you're this ebb and flow, and it's almost like, what's going on with Israel? I mean, they're very dark. And then God comes through, and God... There's that highlight. God uses that one obedient person. And I think when we think about providence, we also need to understand that it doesn't take a lot of people. One person. One person.
Like Noah.
Like Noah. One person who has obedient faith can make a difference.
Right. Yeah. That's one of the things our instructors in the providence thing has stressed is faith, and he always says afterwards, obedience. Mm-hmm. That's one thing about Noah that I like. It says that Noah was noticed by God by what he was doing as well. He did all that God commanded him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important with us.
Mm-hmm.
And also those Old Testament characters that you mentioned, they weren't perfect.
Mm-mm.
And that's, sometimes I run into people who think, oh, I have to be perfect to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have to give God your heart and your faith and obedience.
Yeah. I like to say it this way. It's direction, not perfection.
That's good.
And I'm not sure who originated that, but I love that, because, and here's another illustration I talk about. I think it's the only illustration that really resonates with me, because when you think about that, it's direction, not perfection. It's like, I compare it to being in a cave. A lot of us experience being in a cave, and I've taken my family on cave tours, and there's always, it seems like every cave we've ever been in, there's a point where you go to the very back or where the darkest point, and they turn out the lights.
Mm-hmm.
And I always compare that. That's a life of sin. And the scriptures do point out that living in sin is darkness.
Right.
And becoming a Christian, when we hear the gospel and repent of our sins and put Christ on in baptism and have that new life, become a new Christian, it's turning that repentance, turning our life around. It's like turning around in that cave and going towards the light.
Right.
And now, if you've been in a cave,
coal mine,
there, that's about one of the darkest caves you could be in.
Right.
But when you turn around or you head towards the light, you're not out of it. You're going to the light. There's still obstacles. There's still maybe places you could fall down. And when you fall down, you have choice to stay down, mm-hmm. stay in the darkness, or go towards the light. And that's how I compare the Christian life. We can go to the light and we're in Christ, but in this life we've got obstacles, and we've got to finish well. Paul talks about 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27, talking about the Christian race. And the way I envision it, you're in that cave. We're in that. This world is that cave, and we've got to turn to the light and continue walking in the light. Yeah, you're going to fall down. You're not going to be perfect. That's not perfection. It's direction. But you get back up and you go towards the light. And the Christian's worldview is different in that each day we get up and say, I want to serve God. And that's one of my prayers. Every morning when I pray, God, I want to see how I can serve you. I want to put you first. And that's a different concept than the people in the world, the people in sin and darkness.
Yes, it is.
Because their thoughts, how bad can they be, or live however they want and without any direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christian life is lived in the direction of God. And then going back to Providence, he works through that.
Right.
He works through
it. Yeah, I've had so many things in my life. I think I prayed for things, and then afterwards it didn't work out. The answer was no.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, something else happens. It was better than what I was praying
for. Oh, yes.
And actually, what I prayed for was not near what God gave me.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people can say, I can say that. And sometimes there are things I have prayed for, and I felt like God answered yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was miserable. I think about one of the darkest times of my life. And I was confident, still confident. God answered yes. But there was this trials that we went through, and some of it was a little, spiritual, some of it was financial. And then I look back at that time, and during that time we gained a lot of close friends, had a deeper relationship with God. There was a lot of learning and growing and maturing, but it was difficult.
Oh, things worked together.
It worked together for good. Yes. 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 Yeah. And so, I don't think we can underestimate God's providence. I think we need to realize he is working. But we need to, not doubt him.
Right.
Because we are, in this world, encounter a lot of difficulties. And it's easy to take our eyes off the light, off the goal, off of Christ.
It sure is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And we wonder, you know, is God there? And he always is. Sometimes he's silent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he speaks loudly in a figurative sense, you know, and through circumstances, answered prayers, through the church, through God, his word, you know. But God's always there. He's always working.
I think sometimes we forget, how awesome God is.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking to a creator.
Yes, yeah.
And I think we lose sight of how his power and what he can do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we always do. And I think that's why we assemble. That's why we're going to assemble on the first day of the week, right, to be reconnected with that.
Yeah.
That vision who God is and what he's doing for us,
right,
and being reminded for that.
I'm certain with Bible studies and our fellowship, God sees the wisdom in those, and we should too.
Yeah, God is good.
Right.
God is good.
Right.
And we sing that sometimes.
Yes.
And God is good. He's good all the time, and that's the challenge for us,
right,
to strive to serve and be faithful and obedient to the God who is always good.
Amen. Well, that's about time for us to wrap up, I think, is it? So I'm so glad you came today and hope you'll be here again too. We'll look forward to this and some other subjects we can get into. So looking for the future.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for having me today.
Thank you, Mark. And now here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome, everyone. This weekly bulletin, we want to remember our ones that's on the prayer list. Also, we want to remember our Sunday morning Bible study. It's at 9:45. We're studying the book of Daniel. Sunday evening, the ladies meet on the phone at 5 p.m. And our midweek services on Wednesday at 6:30. We also have a youth group that comes together on December the 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And they meet in our fellowship hall. I encourage everyone to come for that. And also, we have some time changes. They're on December the 26th. We're going to be having our Bible study. That's a Thursday after Christmas. There will be no Wednesday service. Also, on December the 31st, we will be having a New Year's potluck, devotion, and songs. There will be no weekly services on Wednesday night that week.
My closing thoughts on today's podcast, I think about providence and repentance, and I think probably the thing to keep in mind is trust in the Lord, and he's going to take care of us. That's the thing to always look at. And there's that one phrase that Mark brought up that I'd never heard that put that way before: direction, not perfection. I'm going to try to remember that. That's perfect. Here at the South Main Church of Christ, we're not perfect, but we try to go the right direction to do the will of the Lord. So that's what's important to us. And you'll find that we make mistakes, and you may hear some apologies, but we try to do the will of the Lord. Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.